In Aksum, Ethiopia, gunshots broke the morning quiet and didn't stop until the shooters committed a massacre. Aksum's in northern Ethiopia, inside Tigray, a town of 70,000 residents in 10 square miles, and the soldiers who arrived in November were from neighboring Eritrea, allies of the Ethiopian government. They began by taking the high ground at Maikuho Hill. A resident filmed black and white video of the local Tigrayan militia fighting back.
As you can see, the young people from Aksum, they were given a gun. I don't know by who, but they're fighting. Very amazing.
The person describes fighting around the hill of Maikuho. Is only a few hundred meters away from the main hotels and the main churches of the city. A crisis response unit was able to geolocate the video and find that it was shot around Maikuho.
Jean-Baptiste Galapa is the co-author of an Amnesty International investigation that verified social media videos, scanned satellite images, and interviewed survivors. The report reveals what happened next. Eritrean soldiers opened fire and killed hundreds of civilians. This man, a bank teller, killed outside the Erbayato and Sessa church. That holy house became an epicenter of death.
Eritrean soldiers called reinforcement and then proceeded to shoot wantonly at civilians running in the streets, rounding up men and shooting them, but also carrying out house-to-house searches, looking for teenage and adult men to kill.
The clues of their crimes buried outside churches. Next to Arbeatu and Sessa Church, and across town, next to Abune Aregawe Church, Amnesty found disturbed earth, evidence of mass graves.
Witnesses describe victims of the massacre being buried in mass graves in these churches, you know, 3 to 10 bodies at a time. According to witnesses, hundreds of people were buried in Arbeatu in Sessa alone.
In the middle of town, the Brenna Hotel was one of Aksum's hotspots, but Amnesty found debris outside, and a video obtained by Human Rights Watch shows heavy damage and looting.
The massacre was a deliberate intent to attempt to terrorize the population into submission. The indiscriminate shelling and wanton shooting carried out by the Eritrean and Ethiopian military during the initial offensive on Aksum could represent war crimes.
Faseha Tekele was Amnesty Report's co-author.
What we have published is just tip of the iceberg.
Since Amnesty's report, journalists and researchers have documented similar attacks in nearby Mahiberi Dego and Mekele. And in late March, Doctors Without Borders says its staffers witnessed Ethiopian soldiers dragging 4 men off a public bus outside Mekele and executing them.
Generally, the horrid situation in Tigray, I just couldn't tolerate it.
Berhane Kadana Mariam was Ethiopia's former deputy ambassador to the UN. He's a Tigrayan diplomat who's represented Ethiopia for decades. But last month, he resigned and said his concerns go beyond his ethnicity. He rejects Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's claims the Ethiopian military is fighting terrorism and separatists and accused Ahmed of a campaign of genocide against Tigray and a campaign of persecution of his political opponents.
The war is targeting the young and general public. They want to maintain his power. He just wants to be a king, you know. They are highly corrupted.
Acts of ethnic cleansing, which we've seen in Western Tigray, that has to stop.
Publicly, U.S. officials have confirmed few details of Ethiopian and their allies' actions. But a senior administration official told PBS NewsHour the U.S. has concluded with a great deal of certainty there have been mass killings, the use of rape as a tool of war, forced displacement, and the destruction of civilian infrastructure. Abe recently admitted Eritrean soldiers were in Ethiopia, but he hasn't admitted what they did, and he rejected recent U.S. requests for a ceasefire and political dialogue. Meanwhile, Tigrayan survivors are trying to recover from trauma. Many are in Sudan. These are the people whom Amnesty interviewed to discover what happened in Aksum. They need help, and humanitarians can't reach them.
Despite the improvement in terms of processing permissions for humanitarian stuff, there is still limited access due to insecurity.
Limited access and limited visibility, but what appears to be evidence of atrocities. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.